She did good. I told her, I said, that's one of my favorite songs. Don't mess it up. And she didn't. She did a fantastic job. Let me, I'm going to change course a little bit tonight. And I want you to turn to the book of Acts 27. And I've been on the phone the last few days with several folks that seem like they are going through some pretty tough trials in life, and I know this, if they are, then probably some of you, if not all of you, are, and sometimes we need to step back and just be encouraged, because here's what we have to understand. We've seen a lot of folks saved lately. We've seen people join the church. We've seen people coming to church. We've seen the bus ministry doing well, and every time, you know this, every time, my pastor always said this, when God blesses, the devil messes, and so there will be an attack to stop what God's doing. Now, he can't stop what God's doing, but what he'll often do is discourage God's people to where we'll say, well, we want revival. Well, there's always a cost. When God does something for us, there's always a cost that comes with it. And so we have to be prepared to pay the cost, but then we also need to be encouraged to know that that we'll get through the storm. Right. And so I was thinking about that this afternoon. I was texting someone, and we were going back and forth, and they were telling me some of the things they're going through. And Miss Ellen and I have gotten several messages this week about people that are going through some different trials in life. And so I just wanted tonight, I want to exhort you. I want to encourage you. And Acts chapter 27, if you go to verse 22, the Bible said this, and Paul writes, now let me lay the background. Paul is in verse 1, when it was determined they should sail into Italy. So they're going on this, Paul is going to Rome, and we'll see that he is on this boat. They run into storms, and he goes on in verse 10 and says, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives." Now look at verse 11. Now how did Paul know that? Because God spoke to him. And the Bible said, "Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul." So here you have a contrast. You have Paul who's saying, look, if we, the storms are coming, and if we continue on the direction or the route we're going, we're going to face some loss. And so the master, or here the boat captain, really said, look, I believe we can make it. And the centurion, the guard, believed the master or the owner of the ship more than he did Paul. Right. And that's where we are, right? I mean, let's be honest. We can hear all the preaching we want and all the teaching we want. But at some point in time, you have to determine if you're going to believe God or if you're going to believe the naysayers, right? And so it goes on in verse 22. So he says, now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Yes. So they're in this storm, and they've already faced, if you look in verse 18, and we being exceeding tossed with a tempest, the next day they lighten the ship. The third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. Isn't that where we live at a lot of times? We can handle the small storms, but the Scripture said that not the first day, second day, third day, they were doing all they could to combat the storm. Right. But then the Bible goes on to say in verse 20, neither sun nor star in many days appeared. Right. And that's in one of those times of life where you go through and I go through where, let's be honest, that we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. We just see more darkness, don't we? We see no hope. We see no getting out of the storm. And the Bible said that, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me It's almost like the man of God said, listen, I tried to tell you what was going to happen, but you didn't listen to me, right? But he goes on and he doesn't give him a I told you so sermon. He goes on and said, I exhort you in verse 22 to be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. He said, even though the storm looks bad, we still win.
Right.
Even though you don't understand God's path, you still come out okay. And that's what I want to tell you tonight, that even though in the days to come, and maybe tonight you're looking saying, preacher, I'm not going through a storm, so this isn't for me. You better tuck it away somewhere, because you will need it. Or you may be right in the middle of a storm.
Yes,
you're saying, I need something that's going to help me. Or you may not, or you may just have gotten out of one. One preacher said you're either going into a storm, in a storm, or just coming out of one. That's a little discouraging to think that our whole life is a series of storms and trials. But here's what he said. He said, listen, I exhort you that be of good cheer. Now that doesn't, to me, sound, Brother Matt, like the... They sound like two different things. We're in a storm. We're going to lose everything, but you're not going to die. And Paul doesn't say just endure it. He says be of good cheer.
Right.
Have some joy in the journey.
Yes, sir.
And verse 23, he said, for there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee.
Right.
Now, I don't know about you, but that doesn't sound like such an encouraging word from heaven that he says, listen, Paul, don't worry about this. I've got bigger plans for you. I need you to go to Rome to stand trial.
That's right.
I'm going to get you through this storm, and you're not going to die in this storm just so you can go and stand for me in this trial.
Come on, that's good.
So he went from one storm to a trial.
Right.
And he said, be of good courage. Be of cheer, right? And so verse 25 says, wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer. Notice this, for I believe God.
Amen.
That it shall be even as it was told me.
Yes, sir.
Now there's where your faith comes in. See, you can talk about faith all you want to, but Paul's saying, listen, we've gone through this storm. God told me that we were going to get through this storm, and you're going to be okay.
That's right.
But I've got to go through this storm to go into another storm.
That's right.
And he said, I believe God.
Amen.
Now, that's, Brother Eddie, that's what it all comes down to.
Amen.
Not how you feel. Not what you, listen, if they hadn't seen the sun for 3 days, and everything around them is crumbling, and the storms are getting worse, our natural instinct would be to say, this is it. It takes the spiritual man to look beyond all that and say, I don't know how it works. I don't know how he's going to do it. But this is what God said.
That's right.
And this is what I'm going to believe.
Amen.
See, you got to make a choice.
Yes.
And everything in life's about choices. You can say what you want to. You don't understand, preacher, what I'm going through. But you're not going through this.
That's right.
And how you react to what you're going through is your choice.
That's good. Amen.
You may not control the storms, but you control how you react to the storm.
Yes.
And so you keep reading and you understand that the storms continued and men started to jump out of the boat. And I want you to go all the way down to verse 44.
That's right.
The Bible said, and the rest, some on boards, some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. You don't understand all that, and I don't either. But here's what Paul said. He said, I don't have to know exactly how God's going to do it, but God said we would all be safe. We'd lose everything, we'd be safe. And then you get all the way to 49, Some on boards, some on pieces. But they escaped all safe to land. God is obligated by his word. And so I go back up to verse 22, and he said, "Now I exhort you." Did you notice something? That Paul is in the same storm as everybody else. Paul was not only in the storm because he was in the will of God, but there were some that were in the same storm he was who were not in the will of God. And so just because you serve God does not mean that you will not go through the same type storms as other people, right? So in this scripture, that word exhort, let me tell you, give you a Noah Webster dictionary definition. It means incite to works. It means to encourage.
Yes, sir.
But not only encourage, it means to embolden. See, we like to be encouraged. We want people to make us feel good. But that word exhort also means to embolden. How do you embolden someone in a storm? You tell them what God's done for you, right? Because the storms are coming. And so a lot of times what we look at in exhortation is just make me feel better. No, see, the key to exhortation is, you're going to go through the storm. You're going to be all right. So keep serving God. It means to cheer. It means to excite. It means to give strength or courage. Now again, look at the situation, and everything that's going on around Paul is anti those things. I mean, the storms are great around him. He's got people around him, Brother Gary. They're not exhorting him. Right? They're not encouraging. They were not Paul cheerleaders.
Good. Yes, sir.
They were the ones that were going to take him to be tried.
That's right.
Yet even in his storm, he had enough compassion for other people to say, "I want to exhort you. Yeah. I want to embolden you. I want to encourage you in the storm because I know I'm going to be all right."
Yeah.
And what we need, Brother Jerry, is we need less of the shipmen
that
are panicking because of the storm. And we need more Pauls that are going to say, "I don't know how God's going to do it, but he says we're going to be all right. And in these storms, I want to exhort other people and encourage them so that they don't perish." Now, that doesn't happen in your flesh. That doesn't happen in your feelings and your emotions and what you see. That happens in a supernatural faith that you will believe a God that although everything you see is anti what he's telling you,
right,
that you're going to deny all of that. And you're going to say, "I'm going to believe something that I can't see." And sometimes you got to go through the storm so you can exhort other people.
Yes, sir.
You can't exhort people through your inexperience. You exhort them through your experience.
That's right.
You can't exhort them in theory. You have to exhort them in practicality. That I know, Paul said, "Listen, I know we're going to be all right." Well, how do you know that, Paul? Because God's told me before he'll take care of me, and so he's told me this time we're going to be all right. So I just got to trust him again. I don't understand. Well, how can you say that, Paul? I don't know how I can say it other than God is faithful, and I believe his word. And that's what he said. He said, "For I believe God." Now, in the days coming, it will be darker. And the more God blesses this church and the more God blesses you, the more Satan's going to fight against you.
That's right. To
get you to... Why? Because you have a sphere of influence, a circle of people around you that you are the only ones you can... You're the only one that can reach them.
Come on. Good.
They've got to see in you something they don't see in any other person. That is a calmness under chaos.
Right.
And so in this scripture, I want to give you three quick things, and this won't be a preachy message probably, but three things I got out of this scripture is, first of all, the experience of storms.
Right.
Now, we've already established many times that potentially Paul is one of the greatest Christians who's ever walked on the face of the earth. Yet if you examine his life, he was constantly in storms. And in this case, he's in a literal storm. And I mentioned it earlier that he was not in this storm by himself. He was in this storm with people that really didn't know God.
Good.
And so in your storm, you can be the exhorter instead of always having to be exhorted.
Right.
Brother Bart, we have too many baby Christians that have never got off of the milk of the Word. And it's like, well, we have to continually pat them on the back and say, keep going, keep going, keep going. And that's great. But see, at some point in time, you got to be the one doing the backpacking. Yeah, backpacking. That's what I mean. Backpack. Don't backpack. Backpack. How about that? And so here, Paul is saying, listen, I'm going through the same storm you are. But I'm not going to believe what I see. I'm not going to believe what I feel. I'm not going to believe what I'm experiencing in this moment. I'm going to believe who I've experienced my whole life.
Amen.
Now you say, and I say we're born again Christians and we trust God. And we sang that song just a few minutes ago about trusting God. But the bottom line is, you don't really know if you're going to trust Him or not until you're in a storm. And so there's the experience of storms. Then there's the exhortation of saints that Paul is saying here. He said, now I exhort you.
That's right.
I want you to pay attention to that.
Yes, sir.
Paul didn't say, you exhort me.
That's right.
He said, I exhort you.
Amen.
We got too many of the yous, not enough of the I's. See, the only way we're going to get through this together is for everybody to stop being a you and start being an I. I'll exhort you. Well, guess what? If I exhort you and you exhort someone else and we're all exhorting someone else, eventually somebody's going to exhort me. But see, if you never exhort anybody else and all you're wanting is for people, and that's what a lot of what we're seeing today is, here's my storm, here's my trial, please make me feel better.
Well,
David said he encouraged himself in the Lord. Paul didn't need, he didn't need the head of the ship, and he didn't need the centurion. He didn't need all these other people to exhort him. He was exhorted because the Bible said here in verse 23, for there stood by me.
Right.
There stood by me this night.
Yes.
So right in the middle of all that storm that was going on, when nobody else had hope, Paul's saying that God stood with him.
Right.
You look what it says. It says here, he said, it stood by me this night, the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve.
Yes. Amen.
Well, he wasn't serving Michael the archangel.
That's right.
He wasn't serving Gabriel. He was serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So in the midst of that storm, Paul wasn't alone. He had the sweet Holy Spirit of God with him. And see, when you're going through the storm, you're not by your... You say, well, nobody else is in this storm with me. Listen, there's a lot of people in the storm with you.
Right.
But see, Paul had some alone time with God. And maybe that's what we need more of in these storms, is stop surrounding ourselves with people and surrounding ourselves in the presence of God, so that when I walk out of there, I can say, listen, now I exhort you.
Yes.
See, he was exhorted, and now he's exhorting. And the exhortation of man will wear off, won't it? I mean, let's be honest. Somebody said, listen, I'm praying for you. Well, that's good till the devil comes up and says, I ain't praying for you. Somebody said, listen, I just want you to know if there's anything I can do for you, I'm there for you. And the devil said, they don't care about you. I mean, just about the time you exhort someone, I promise you there's a demon of hell right in the other side of their ear saying, although they're saying that, they're not telling you the truth. And you got to determine who you're going to believe. But here Paul's saying, I don't need you to exhort me. Because I spent time with the Lord.
Amen.
See, if you don't spend time with the Lord, you're always going to be one of those shipmates
Amen.
That always panics.
Yes, sir.
There's always chaos in the catastrophe. Good. What we got to have going forward, we got to have folks to listen. I know it looks bad. God, listen, all these years, God's never let us down. Good. Right? Hey, I know it doesn't look good for you, but listen, God's never let you down. Some people that are going to have the faith that no matter how much the ship is torn apart, no matter how boisterous the wind gets, we'll still exhort others.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So there's the exhortation of saints, but then there's the exercise of a servant's faith. Paul said this. He said, be of good cheer, verse 25. He said, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me. Look at verse 27. But when the 14th night, man, this thing doesn't get any better, was coming, we were driven up and down Adria. About midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. You keep reading. Verse 31, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved.
Right.
So let me help you with this. You know what he's saying? No matter how bad things get, don't get off the boat. No matter how bad things look, don't get off the boat. Now, I don't know about you. If the sea is boisterous, the last place I would want to be is in the sea. But there's something about chaos that you do things that are irrational. And so Paul is reminding them, as I'm reminding you tonight, don't get off the boat. This week, Brother Paul and Miss Ellen have been going through our church software to purge people out that hadn't been here a long time, because we pay for every single person in there. We have to pay a fee for every person in our system. There were hundreds. I'm not talking about 100 or 200, upper hundreds of people that have come through this church. You say, well, they got valid reason. Maybe they do. But, Jerry, I think of all the ones that are nowhere. They went through a storm, Brother Ian. They went through a storm, and they thought it was safer getting off the boat. How many people do you know that are no longer serving God out in the world, right? Because they said in the storm, the storms of life happen, and I think it's safer in the chaos than in the ship. Right?
Right.
Well, God told Paul, listen, you just tell those guys to stay in the boat.
That's right.
And I'll get you through.
Amen.
See, you got to decide whether or not you're going to stay in the boat, whether you're going to jump.
Amen.
And the good news is, verse 44, they all escaped safe to land. And so I'll give you this. We win. We win. Though it may not look like we win, we win. And you look at the letters to those seven churches, over and over you hear the same thing, endure to the end, endure to the end. Don't quit, don't stop, right? He who begun a good work, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit.
Amen.
So tonight you look, say, I feel like because the storms are getting too big in my life. Well, if you get off the boat, guess what? The storms don't quit. Not going to get out of it. So why not ride with the captain?
Yes, sir. Amen.
And I wanted to do this tonight.
Glory to
I want to open it up for a few testimonies. Now, here's what I'm going to say.